You're listening to Heroes in the Moment.
What's up, heroes? I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
And today we're doing our weekly recap number 39.
We're cruising on through, baby.
Yes, sir. Cruising. And today we've got MCU news, Star Wars news, and DCU news to round us off today. Some really, really good news and some debatable thinking news as well.
Possibly questionable.
But we'll get to that soon enough. First off, I guess we'll start with Star Wars today just because we have somebody who is going to be is going to be in this upcoming Ahsoka project who has unfortunately passed away, being Ray Stevenson, who is George Clooney lookalike. But he's passed away, sadly.
I know, dude.
And before even Ahsoka even came out.
I know, so. that kind of came out of
it did. Out of nowhere, was just in his 60s.
He's about, mid-60s, about 65. And yeah. I don't think they've released any details yet. But I know he was famous for his role in Rome, I think it was an old Rome, HBO show.
Yeah.
But it sucks, man, that he never got to see the full product.
In fact, he's going to be in Ahsoka. I'm wondering if his character was killed in the first season or if he was planned to be in it more. Yeah. I don't know. We don't know. He could be the main villain of the series, of the first season at least. I don't know. He was also in RRR. He was in Punisher, the original Punisher. Yeah. He was Volstagg in Thor. I mean, he's an MCU alumni.
I forget he was in Volstagg. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's sad to see
that hurts,
for
dude.
Ray Stevenson. Considering I haven't seen him in a whole lot of big roles, but I'm excited to see him in his final role in Ahsoka. See how that goes over as well.
Yeah, rip, man, that's hard.
Yeah, it is. But next up, we have to talk about some good news for the Ahsoka series in and of itself, and that being Temuera Morrison has confirmed that he has joined the cast of Ahsoka as Captain Rex.
That's pretty cool.
That's amazing. I mean, first live-action debut of Captain Rex. It's going to be amazing. Captain Rex is one of my favorite Star Wars characters of all time. He's brilliant. And I'm excited to see Temuera Morrison put on this role. You know, he's been Boba Fett, Jango Fett, and a couple other clones along the way. But I'm excited to see the fan favorite, of course, out of all of them, Captain Rex.
The first time live action, too.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, who else really, I just feel like, I hope I just won't look at a Boba Fett when I'm watching him. I'm sure he's a good enough actor to play somebody completely different.
Oh, yeah, but I'm sure he can. And he'll have the beard, and he'll have a different look.
That'll be cool.
It'll be cool. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited. You know, Captain Rex is for sure, amazing character. So I would like to see how he plays him and see his popularity rise after that, probably 100%. So that was really cool. All right, to make the transition over to MCU news, and this is some interesting stuff and maybe some debated stuff. And that being the first one is that Jeff Loveness is no longer writing Secret Wars.
Huge W.
Which is great. That is great
news. After watching Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, it's a W for everybody.
Which is really weird, too, movies. Because, Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania was weird because he didn't do a great job in Quantumania, but he did a great job with Kang, but he's a Rick and Morty writer, which is also, really incredible writing there.
Yeah.
So it's really weird. Maybe he just didn't get the right flavor with the characters of Scott Lang and the rest with the event, but with the, Ant-Man, but he got Kang right. So it's weird.
And I think a lot of it honestly is due to Jonathan Majors. And I would not be surprised if Jonathan Majors improved a lot of his lines. Cause we talked before in our movie review, his dialogue was just so much better than the other characters.
It was. Immensely.
There's no way. I feel like it could be that inconsistent. I don't know. Maybe it was.
I don't know. It was weird. It's weird there. But I'm okay with this because they're making the right executive decisions to get this at a higher, because I mean, Secret Wars deserves to be one of the, a great movie, and it should be. Yeah. So I'm excited to see that. And speaking of Secret Wars as well.
Oh, baby.
There is some interesting discussion going on right here is the fact that there are several alumni directors that are in the running for Secret Wars, being Sam Raimi, who we know from the original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trilogy.
He needs another chance.
And Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. Yeah. Ryan Coogler, who we know Black Panther and Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Jon Favreau, who did Iron Man 1 and I think Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
And then John Watts, who of course did the Spider-Man Homecoming trilogy through No Way Home. These are some interesting contenders.
Those are four really, 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 really good
picks. I'm glad they're going to the alumni. I think it's good to see that.
For a project this big.
If I was to chip in my vote, I still would like the Russos to come back to do it because they said they would.
Yeah.
And I just think they've done the best. I mean, they had the best track record with Endgame and Infinity War.
Yeah, but not recently, though, outside. No. They've produced some terrible movies recently, like The Gray Man. And did they do Ghosted or something? Anyway, point is they've been on an L streak, but I'll tell you this, Michael, right now. I think Jon Favreau.
Yeah, really?
If you think about it, he's been in the game out of anybody the longest, not just the Marvel game, but the game. I mean, he started off with Iron Man. He's an exceptional filmmaker, as we've seen in all of his projects. He did freaking Elf, man.
He did. You know, a legend.
Anyway, I see no reason why he couldn't. I think he knows more Marvel than anyone else here knows Marvel.
And he's a fan. Like, he would enjoy making it as well. I agree, but also, I don't sleep on Ryan Coogler. Ryan Coogler is a fantastic director who hasn't missed really much. And I think he would do a good job as well, you know, doing a movie to this you know, level. Yeah. I mean, to the fact that what he did with Wakanda Forever, which was an excellent movie, and at the fact that he had everything against him too, is just really incredible. So I think he's the two out of the rest.
I don't think Ryan Coogler could do a good job with this one. And here's why. I think we saw his, because when you think Secret Wars, you think huge, like, landscape, a lot of characters, a lot of storylines going on. I mean, I don't know. In the end battle of Wakanda Forever, I just thought it was really dumb on top of the ship. I liked the first one, but he's proven what he can do with, like, these one-on-one kind of interactions. But out of these directors, like, I don't know. I think Sam Raimi, like, when his scene with the whole, you know, attack on the temple, was really cool. I don't know. I just think that, I don't know, maybe put him as a producer. But we haven't seen him in this scale before. But then again, we haven't really seen
The thing with Coogler is, too, is, you know, he's all about the serious in tone, too.
I mean,
he's very serious, very, you know, emotionally based compared to some of the other ones that may not so much as be.
Yeah.
All of these, I mean, I like all these guys. I think all of them would be, you know, pretty decent choices compared to what other have been going around. But we'll see in the future. I mean, nothing's been confirmed yet. I think the top contender as of yet is Sam Raimi. I think he's the number one right now. So I don't know. We'll have to see.
That'd be great. And like I said, I mean, you know, his script got rewritten 40 times.
Right.
So seeing him with the new project, I think would be really cool.
I think it'd be cool, but I don't know if he could do it either. Yeah. I just don't know. I mean, he's done well with his original Spider-Man trilogy, but Spider-Man 3, when you compare to how many characters he had, and it wasn't that great.
He had a lot going against him, though, for that one, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Regardless, they have a good pool of names. So.
Yes, they do. All right, next up is, this one is actually a very comedic aspect, is that Ryan Reynolds has been officially legally banned from improvising lines for Deadpool 3 because of the writer's strike.
I saw that, what dude. What do you think? Yeah. I saw, like, I mean, just the whole legality of it is just funny, bro. Like, he's not allowed to write anything, because they're on strike, so he's just very limited to what he can do. And that's kind of his thing, right?
Right.
He does improv.
And he's great at it. He's literally Deadpool in real life, like, you know?
So, I mean, honestly, at this point, if the writer's strike is still going on, I don't think it would be a bad idea for him to just write all of his own lines.
Right.
You know, because obviously he can't change them on set, but they credit him as, you know, a writer.
Right. But that would be good. Because, I mean, think about it. I mean, Ryan Reynolds, I mean, and the whole character of Deadpool itself is just really just coming up with stuff on the spot.
Yeah, this tongue-in-cheek kind
of
character.
Exactly. I mean, he's the merc with a mouth. He's got a mouth. He's got to come up with some of this stuff right on the spot. And it'd be really cool and natural to see that this was improvised, to see, you know, it really goes with the character really well, because that's how it's supposed to be with Deadpool. It says just the off-key stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be really cool to see that. But this whole writing strike, like, just, this is my message to those. Why? Just don't. Just write. Just be good and write. Because I want movies.
You want movies? Listen, man, I'm all for it. These writers are the reason why these shows are so good. Not the actors chip in, you know, directors chip in. But if it wasn't for these amazing scripts. So if they want more money, I don't know. Give them more money and give us our shows back.
Or just shut up and listen and write.
All right. Whoa.
All right, next up is Emma Stone. Actually, this one's funny as well, was apparently in the running for Invisible Woman, but turned it down.
I'm not surprised.
Right now, Margot Robbie's at the top. I don't see Emma Stone. I like Emma Stone. I don't see her as Invisible Woman, though, either.
Yeah.
I see her, you know, she did a really good job with Gwen Stacy in the Amazing Spider-Man duology, but I don't know if I would see her in that kind of role, and more of a serious role, because she's always kind of been a funny actor to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. What you think?
I don't know. I think this is definitely a good move for her. She has nothing left to prove, you know, in her career. I do think that they don't need to grab an A-list character for these roles, to be honest, because these characters in and of themselves are huge already, and Marvel's already established who they are. So, like I said, Margot Robbie has nothing to prove. Sue Storm. Emma Stone doesn't either. So, I don't know. I say go small with this one.
Mm, okay. We'll see. I think it's definitely going to be Margot Robbie at this point, but we'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Next up is DCU news being, this one's actually really cool to me, is, forgive me if I mispronounce this name, Annie Muschietti, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right? Annie Muschietti, who directed It and The Flash movie, might be directing the Brave and the Bold film for the DCU, the Batman movie of James Gunn's universe. What we think?
Yeah, we can't really speculate too much on this one until we see how The Flash pans out, which we assume it will pan out really well.
Right.
But if the movie's a banger, I definitely do think, you know, they're going to, Warner Brothers Discovery is going to look at themselves like, all right, if you can do this with this, why not give them this project?
Right, right.
So I think it's kind of tied to the success of The Flash.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, he's a talented director from what I've seen as well. I mean, I think he did come out with a quote or something saying, you know, about when they asked him if he's directing or what would he would do if he was directing a Batman movie. And he said, you know, I would love it, but no comment at this point. So, I mean, that gives into like, okay, maybe you are in the running or something on those lines. I know this movie is very far out. At this point, I'm assuming this movie's like 2026 is what I would assume, considering Superman Legacy is coming 2025 in July. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I still just get so frustrated thinking about how there's going to be two Batman universes going on at the same time. It just is, I don't like it. But we'll see. Maybe he'll do a good job. I don't think he'll live up to Matt Reeves, though. So we'll see.
Yeah. You know, as long as he doesn't full time, you know, bring back Michael Keaton. We want a younger Batman.
Right. We definitely would like him. You know? Well, it's not going to be a younger Batman, though.
It's going to be like middle aged Batman.
It's going to be middle aged Batman with Damian Wayne. So we'll have to see like 50-year-old Batman.
Josh Brolin?
No, I don't
He was actually in the running for Snyder before Ben Affleck took over.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't see it.
Dude, Josh Brolin would be amazing. Like Josh Dark Knight Returns kind of character.
He's a good actor and stuff, but like to me, I think he'd be like a good Bane, but not...
Bane?
Not a good...
What? Yeah, you're crazy.
Bane. No, he's not Batman.
Bane's like what? He's Mexican or something, right?
Yeah, well...
Ain't no way.
Cartel and stuff, but Tom Hardy's not either, so...
No. Well, that was just Nolan doing a really realistic take on an unrealistic character.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't know. Maybe Matt Reeves does it or sometime. I don't know.
We'll see.
Also, I forgot a bit of news in the MCU as well. This one might be controversial, is that it's rumored that Captain America New World Order will be getting a name change.
I mean, to be honest, dude, I don't care what it's called. I mean, it's Captain America something.
Right.
You know, like
what I've heard is it might be Captain America World War Hulk. That's what I've heard. Oh, and that's going to be the pivot.
Baby, that would not be... Dude, everyone would love that.
Oh, yeah. But then I'm like, Sam Wilson, it's not his movie anymore.
I know, dude. We've talked about that a lot. But right. I don't know. Like I said, Universal still owns the cinematic rights to the Hulk, so...
Yeah.
They can't name it after him. He can't be the main character.
That's true. He can't be the main character. The guy that put the Captain America title.
I mean, they have all the pieces, though, for it to be a World War Hulk movie.
So. Absolutely. It's literally a Hulk movie anyway at this point.
Bring in Wolverine.
That's right. All right. Now it's time for a very special point in this types of podcast, is where we do who's most likely to win the fight with my Matt Reeves Batman helmet of our next rounds we have. And I'm excited to see what these rounds. We've got several names already. We'll do three rounds today. I'll let you rotate it or whatever and go first.
You got one.
All right, let's pull it out here. All right, I got it.
Oh, this is a good one.
All right, let me see what mine is. This is a good one as well. All right, I'm interested.
I got Aquaman, but he's not near water.
Not near water. All right. I have Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter's clapping him.
Okay, well, I mean, Aquaman is a very, you know, he's strong.
He's strong.
We see him.
There's a trident.
And when we look at Zack Snyder's Justice League, he wasn't near water in that final battle, but he's still holding his own pretty well.
Yeah.
And he has a trident. But Martian Manhunter, man.
He's OP.
Martian Manhunter's very powerful.
Like, what can't he do?
I mean, he's vision of the DC. He's got the laser eyes, strength, flight. He can
change shape too, right?
Phase, same shape.
So no one can hit him if he chooses.
No, definitely not. Like, so Martian Manhunter, definitely incredible.
He clears this
one. He definitely clears. So Martian Manhunter wins this first round.
Sorry, Aquaman.
Against Aquaman, not near water. At least he won the first round near water.
Yeah,
so, you know, that's,
I know.
He's
still in the bracket.
He's still in it somewhere. All right, woo. All right, your turn. Right, I've got one already. Here. We'll go round two. Ooh. Okay, this is going to be a good one.
Accidentally. All right, I'll keep that one for later. All right, mine is... I can't read what this says.
You know, my hand...
It says Kid...
That's probably Kid Flash. Kid Flash.
Kid Flash, all
right. Okay, I have Thanos.
Well, don't
count Wally West out. I mean, Wally West is a very, very, very powerful character.
Is it Thanos with stones?
It doesn't specify that Thanos is with stones, but even if he wasn't with stones, it's not Wally West's Flash. If it was Flash Wally West, I think I might would say Wally West is Flash. But since it's Thanos, dude, Wally West's Flash is insane.
Bro, you're talking about the man who beat the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right, but Wally West is like next level. Comic book Wally West is crazy, dude.
Thanos beat the Hulk without even trying.
Yeah.
In the cinematic universe.
Yeah, but Flash, Wally West Flash, I mean, he beat this, not even the speed of sound, like the speed of like everything. So it's
all he can do is run fast.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it just depends.
Nah, dude, Thanos is
based on
a
Kid
bug.
Flash. Thanos would win, but there's a lot of people out there. I think, you know, if it was Wally West Flash, there would be an argument there.
Nah, you're tripping on that one. Thanos is one of the most powerful characters in the whole Marvel world.
Oh, dude. Yeah, for sure. But so is Wally West's Flash in DC
dude,
realm.
Bro, he has the stones.
Does he?
What can he do against the stones?
I mean, if he does have the stones, then obviously, I mean, I think Thanos would win. But without the stones,
stones, it'd be a little closer.
I don't know. All right, what'd you got?
Sinestro.
Sinestro. Okay, I got Thor. This is a good fight.
This is a very good
fight. This is a good fight. So this is debatable. I mean, Sinestro can make anything with power.
What kind of version
of
Thor you're going with?
It does depend on Thor. It depends on, like, you know, if you're looking at comics, or you're looking like, is he in his peak, in his prime? Infinity War prime, or is he in Endgame, or what?
Yeah.
Is the category you're looking at.
Thunder Thor.
But Sinestro can make anything with the power of fear. Thor would put up such a good fight, and I feel like, you know, if he didn't have his hammer, even though it would be different, but I think with the hammer or with Stormbreaker, whatever he's got, I think Thor would take it.
I think it'd be a long fight.
I think Thor would find a way. That's the thing. Sinestro, he would just keep fighting and taunting Thor a lot.
The thing is, like, Thor is just a lot harder to kill. Dude.
Yes.
Thor can take a lot
beatings. He took a star.
I know.
So
can Sinestro do that? At the end of the day, Sinestro is a human.
He's not human, but
right?
He's an alien.
Well, he has a frail humanoid body.
Yes.
Even though he's extremely powered, Thor can endure a lot. So I'd probably say Thor eventually.
I think I would say Thor too. I agree. I agree. All right. So that concludes our round three and our weekly recap number 39.
All right, guys. If you've enjoyed this episode, let us know by giving us a review and a download. Our podcast, Here's in the Moment, is available on all major podcast platforms, so check it out. Speaking of checking it out, our last episode was our News 38, so that one's a banger, and we have a ton of other episodes, too, if you got a lot of time on your hands. If you want to stay up to date with all of our updates, announcements, news, check out our socials. We have an Instagram, Here's in the Moment, and a TikTok, Here's in the Moment with an extra T.
And we just want to thank y'all for listening. And as always, we love you 3000.